I'd like to focus on a pasuk at the beginning of the parasha, beginning of Parshas Emor. And it's a pasuk that pertains to the Kohen Gadol. You know, sometimes when we ma'av a sedra, so the parts that aren't so nageh, let's say bizman hazeh, sometimes get a little bit less attention, even if it would be nageh bizman hazeh, but it's only certain parts of the population, so that gets even less attention. And then the Kohen Gadol, I mean, let's face it, there's only one Kohen Gadol. You need to be a Kohen, you need to be a Kohen Gadol in order to be the Kohen Gadol. But the Torah says like this, and I think that this is something that I'd like to develop, something that we could all relate to very much, and it could give us some real hadracha for this time. Perkhof Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis. It says like this, that a Kohen Gadol, unlike a regular Kohen who's allowed to become Tamei Meis for his immediate relatives, a Kohen Gadol can't become Tamei Meis to anybody. Umin ha-mikdash lo yetze. In fact, he's not allowed to leave the mikdash, even to go to the levaya of his parents. Even to Chalili, loses his parents, loses his spouse, he loses his siblings, his children. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go to levaya. Umin ha-mikdash lo yetze. And the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk is, when Amikdash lo yetze means he can't go out to become Tamei. But the Rambam in Hilchas Klei Amikdash says it a little differently. The Rambam is Perek Hei, it's Halacha Zayin, and the Rambam says like this, this is a din that the Kohen Gadol, nothing to do with Toma, the Kohen Gadol needs to belong in the Mikdash. Says like this, Ubayis Yielo Muchan Bamikdash. We give him a room, give him a suite in the Mikdash, right? With a couch, a chair, whatever he needs, a bed. He has a Vuhu Anikra Lishkas Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol has a Lishka, he has a special chamber by the Beis HaMikdash itself. V'tifartoi ukvoidoi. The Rambam holds it's not a din in Tuma, but his Tiferes, his glory, his kavod is such. Shiyah Yoshev b'mikdash kalayam, that he's always there. He's not going anyplace else. Where is he? He's there. You know where to find the Kohen Gadol. Morning, afternoon, night. That's where he is. V'lo yetze ela labeso bilvad balayla. The only other place he could ever go. You don't catch him in Gourmet Glot. You're not going to hop him on the park. And he's not hanging out on the street. The only other place that you would find the Kohen Gadol is in his house. He could go at night. Osha Shatayim Bayom, if he needs an hour or two during the day. And even that needs to be in Yerushalayim. V'yia Beiso B'Yerushalayim, and in case we didn't get the hint, V'eino Zaz Misham. There's a specific din that the Kohen Gadol needs to be in the Beis HaMikdash, and worse comes to worse in Yerushalayim all the time. He's never allowed to leave. And truth is that there were Gedolei Yisrael over the years, including, I believe, Rav Eliashiv, who from the time that he moved to Eretz Yisrael, moved to Yerushalayim, he never slept a night outside of Yerushalayim. And you have Gedolim who are like that. And we want to understand, first of all, what is the Geder? Why is it his Tiferes, his glory? What is so chashev about never leaving the Beis HaMikdash, never leaving Yerushalayim? And what does it have to do with us? A lot of us are trapped. A lot of us are not venturing out too far. We're in our houses. Maybe we could go out a little bit, but within the nearest vicinity. I tell you something I had this week. The yeshiva has these tablets that they wanted all the rebbeim to have, and I needed to get two of them to Muncie, and I wanted to put it on a neighborhood chat. If anybody knows somebody going to Muncie, please let us know. And they refused to put it on because they said nobody's going anywhere. Somebody might. Nobody needs to know that somebody's going anywhere. They wouldn't do it. We're living in a tkufa of min ha-mikdash la-yetze. We can't, your person's got to be limited, got to stay in it. And obviously it's not min ha-mikdash. Kohen Gadol, it's something, it's his tiferes, he's covered. But when I saw this Rambam, I'm like hoping maybe there's something we could take from this, something I could take from this that could give me chizuk in a time and give me maybe focus, more than just chizuk, focus, hadracha in a time where the metzias is such of that a person can't venture out. And again, I just want to stress, the pasha pshat and the pasuk is the reason the Kohen Gadol can't leave the Beis HaMikdash is it's so that he doesn't become Tamei. Min HaMikdash lo yetze. But the way the Rambam brings it is, he belongs in the Mikdash. It's his tiferes, it's his kavod to always remain in the Mikdash. In order to get to the Nekudas HaDvarim, I'd like to bring up an almost setting the Kohen Gadol up for failure that seems to be going on here. We know that in Sefer Malachim, the beginning of Sefer Malachim begins with David HaMelech talking to Shlomo HaMelech and giving him over his tzava. And David says to Shlomo, he says, I want you to know one of the things that I'm leaving over to you is that there's a person. He's not stam a person. He happens to be your Rebbe. His name is Shimi ben Gera. Shimi ben Gera is somebody who did something. He was a Marid b'Malchus. Whatever the story was, he was a Marid b'Malchus for which he is Chayav Misa. I wasn't able to put him to death. But I'm leaving that to you, my dear son Shlomo, that you have to find a way to kill Shimi ben Gera. The lashon of the pasuk is, "Va'ata al tanakeu, Shlomo, you can't find a way to clean him of this. Ki ish chachamata, you're wise, and with your chachma, v'yadata es asher ta'aselai, with your chachma, you'll figure out a way to somehow punish with the price of his life Shimi ben Gera." And what happened? So Shlomo HaMelech comes and he says to Shimi, he says, look, I'm making a takana that you could never leave Yerushalayim. I know what you did to my father, you could never leave Yerushalayim. What's the big deal? Like we said before, there's many Yidden have never left Yerushalayim. But eventually, we see Shlomo HaMelech's chachma that Shimi ben Gera, he has something to do in Gas. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows that he can't leave, but he can't stop it. And he goes, Shlomo HaMelech comes, and he says to him, how could you violate that? Halo Hishpaticha, in the name of Hashem, that on the day that you'll leave Yerushalayim and go here and there, Mois Tamos. And he says, you're right, I know. He says, why didn't you guard this? And as a result of that, Shlomo HaMelech kills him. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, a famous shmuz from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, says, many people don't leave Yerushalayim. What was Shlomo's chachma? How did he know that this would work? And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, yes, it's true that many people don't leave Yerushalayim. There are many people who stay in their homes all the time. There are many people who don't leave their town. But when a person has a restriction, he's told that he can't leave, then there's a tremendous pull, there's a tremendous taiva that wants to pull him out. So I ask you, and Mameli, he knew that once it would be a restriction, eventually, even somebody as great as Shimi ben Gera would eventually leave. I ask you, so here we have a restriction on the Kohen Gadol. Umin HaMikdash lo yetzei. We say that it's a chashivas. It's something it's his tiferes, his kavod. How do we know he's not going to leave? Aren't we setting him up for failure by telling him that he can't? He's going to leave. And truth is, I don't know historically if the Kohen Gadol's ever left. We don't have a record of that in the Gemara. We have records of a lot of things. I'm not familiar, at least, with a record of a Kohen Gadol who had to leave because of this restriction. So how come it didn't restrict him? Why did this restriction of Shimi ben Gera, even somebody as great as him, make him leave? And yet by the Kohen Gadol, he was able to live with it. And is there something that we could learn? Is there something we could learn from this about how to taka live with a restriction of not being able to leave? And this is the sugya that we wanted to tackle, we wanted to go with, and I'd like to share with you something absolutely gorgeous, something unbelievable, a tremendous, tremendous yesod, beautiful divrei Torah, and it's a life yesod. If you want to look it up, the main nekuda is in a sefer called Tiferes Shimshon from Reb Shimshon Pinkus, Al HaTorah, in Parshas Emor, and this is the yesod. He says like this, there's a Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara is on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Chagiga is talking about the size of Adam HaRishon before he sinned. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, Adam HaRishon misayfa oilam ba'ad soifai haya. Adam HaRishon was so big, he extended, he encompassed from one end of the world to another end of the world. Avraham Avinu was misayfa oilam ba'ad soifai. Kevan shesarach, once he did the chait, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu shrunk him. Kevan shesahiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu yadai alav u'miyatai. Hashem put his hands on Adam and he made him much smaller. Which means at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, he expanded from one end of the world to the other, and then he mitigated his size. So if Pinchas wants to suggest the following yesod, he was a big yid. Now listen to this. He says it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shrunk his size, he became smaller. But his nature, his tendency still was to fill the world, to be all over the world. When he was created, he was all over. There wasn't an inch of the planet that didn't have Adam HaRishon. Adam was everywhere all the time. So Mamela, his tendency was and remained that I want to get as much of this world as I can. To be in as many places, to understand as much of this world. This world is my world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the entire circumference of this world. He says that's where the taiva that people have, the need, the enjoyment to go on trips, to tour, to keep up with news, what's going on in China and what's going on in Europe and what's going on in Australia and what's going on in New Zealand and what's going on in Alaska. People enjoy this. People want to find out more about science. Even people that are not becoming doctors, just understand how things work. Geography. Understand every bit. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, Adam encompassed the entire world. He was all over. And his nature is still, he yearns for that. He misses that. He wants that. He knows that he belongs with that. Everything interests him. That's why people, especially now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will talk about why Bizman Hazeh, perhaps things are the way they are. But we're living in a world where we could access information, even if I can't get there. People like to fly places. People like to go places. People like to hike. People like to surf. People like to do that. They want to get over every inch of this planet. People can't physically go there. Mentally, they want to go there. They want to see pictures of it. They want to surf the web and go here and go there. They want to be in touch with people all over. There's this need. Adam HaRishon was created. Misayfa Alam Vatsayfa. There's this need to be in as much of this world as a person can. Everything draws him. Things speak to him. That's why there's this tendency, this ratzon, to often want to leave. But there's a hemshach to that Gemara. The Gemara makes another statement. And this statement in the Gemara is Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar over there in Chagiga Yudbei says, Adam HaRishon min ha'aretz ad l'rakia. Adam HaRishon was so tall, he extended all the way from the Aretz until the sky, until the Rakia. Quotes the pasuk. V'kevan shesarach, once he did the chait, hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu yadav alav, Hashem puts his hands on him u'miyatai, and makes him smaller. So while the first opinion, which actually the Gemara brings second, Rabbi Yehuda Marav says, Adam reached misayfa olam ba'at sayfa, from one end of the world to the other end of the world. According to Rabbi Elazar, it wasn't a horizontal encompassing of the world, but he was able to connect the ground to the Rakia. That's how tall he was. That's how big he was. And the Gemara says, both of these are chad shiurahu. Well, these are one. Just like he mamish was able to, the opinion that says, it's two different opinions. Nobody says he was both. But just like according to the opinion that he went misayfa olam va'ad sayfa, was mamish one end to the other. So too, according to the second opinion that says that he went min ha'aretz v'ad l'rakia, was mamish from Arzias to the Rakia, through the Rakim. That's how big he was. That's how big he was. And if we apply the same rule that we said before, what this means is that you find a person, people who realize this, who get themselves vertical instead of being horizontal. People have she'ifas. You could find a person who's got physical traits and regular characteristics and regular taivas and regular anagas, like just like everybody else. But they have she'ifas for godless. They b'nei aliyah. I've mentioned to you before from the Slonim Rebbe, b'nei aliyah doesn't just mean that they're growth-oriented. They b'nei aliyah, they people just like a ben Torah or a ben bias or a ben yeshiva means that this is where I belong. I belong to something. So to a b'nei aliyah, ben aliyah means they belong to a higher plane. Yes, they eat and they drink and they everything else. They're walking around. They don't look different than anybody else. Truth is, they do look different, but they, you know, in many ways are similar to others. But when they stand tall, they have she'ifas to conquer in learning, she'ifas to become massive in learning, to know, to finish prakim, to finish masechtas, to get to the bottom of a svara, get to the bottom of a sugya, get to the bottom of a psak halacha, get to the bottom of like really understanding something well. They have she'ifas for kirvas elokim. What, a human being? You're a mammal. You're going to be close to Hashem. Yes, they want to daven with ishtabchus and nefesh. They want to feel kedusha with mitzvahs. They want to be able to tap into Shabbos, to enter Shabbos, to become elevated, dahaban on Shabbos, to connect to a yontif in that kind of a way. A person, where does that come from? How does a human being have that kind of she'ifa? The answer is, because Adam HaRishon was min ha'aretz v'ad l'rakia, and even though Hashem shrunk him, but his tendency, his nature remained, that he really wants, he knows he belongs there. He doesn't just belong like an ant on the floor, or like a tadpole in water. He belongs everywhere. He belongs in the Rakiyim as well while he's standing on earth. Person knows that that's his calling. He knows that that's where he belongs. But unfortunately, the Rishonim, and it's mashma like that from Tosfos as well, even though the Gemara says it's one shiur, but it's two different opinions. A person needs to make that choice. Am I going to be misofa olam va'ad sofa? Am I going to be a horizontal Adam HaRishon? And I could encompass this entire world. I could travel every spot of this earth. I could know everything about science and everything about geography. And I know everything about the world events and everything. I could be all over. Or am I going to make myself vertical and say I could be all of that? And it doesn't mean I can't be a human being, but I have to make that choice. In his Lashon, he says like this, V'kol echad mi'itanu, any one of us, ha-mitztarif la'oysoi bulmus shalai enoshos, any one of us who has connected and has become a part of the bulmus ha-enoshos. Bulmus ha-enoshos means the human craze over the cheshek to know what's happening everywhere in the world all the time. Anybody who's suffering from that, who gets caught up with that, my friends, he says, tzarech la'achlit, you need to decide, eich tiyatzura sa'adam shabay, what kind of an Adam do you want? What kind of an Adam do you want to be? Ha'im li'as shoychev ala karka, do you want to be somebody who's just lying on the ground and taka encompassing everything, but that's where you are, you're a ground person? Misayf ha'ilam, mistakal, you see everything that's going on, you know everything about the world, which part of the world? The earth world. Yodeyas kola misrachesh, but America, in China, in Hoidu, in India, chayvekas kola elam, you could have shlita over the entire world. Or are you going to be somebody who's amed ala raglayim, roisha bashamayim, my head's in the heavens, etzel kisei kvoida yisbarach, I'm listening to the songs of the malachim, I'm learning the Torah of Hashem. But the new bavel shneim iafshar, ekev ayosam stira gemura b'metzias. Doesn't mean I can't know a little, but the more I'm into that, the less I'm into this. And it's a choice, a decision a person needs to make not to get caught up. So just to get back to the Kohen Gadol, and then we'll get back to this. Why is it that the Kohen Gadol was so limited? Why is it that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave the Mikdash? Why is it that we limit his movement so much? And the Rambam says that he's the most limited Yid in terms of his mobility. And this is his tiferes, this is his kavod. We said, why? You're just restricting him. You're saying he can't go. The answer is no. You know what we're doing? We're standing the Kohen Gadol up and we're saying, of course you have to expand and be everywhere, but not on a horizontal level. We're going to make you vertical because you need to be a person. You're bringing karbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're the head Kohen Gadol. You're the one who's connecting heaven and earth. If anybody needs to be Rosh HaBashamayim, it's you, the Kohen Gadol. You need to be there. Your machshavas and your tahara and your kedusha, you're standing on the ground, you're a person, and you'll smile at a child, and you'll give chizuk to a brokenhearted person, and you'll understand that. But you're a person who encompasses mamish, the entire cosmos, all the way until the Rakia. Or you're going to be some... And again, person, like we said, you can't have both in its full sense. If a person has more mobility, he's more around, he's going to have a little, it's going to come at that price, commensurate with how much you're taking in the Misaifa Olam Va'ad Saifai is how much less there's going to be min ha'aretz va'ad l'rakia. The Kohen Gadol we need it to be mamish extending all the way up. So he was so restricted. But again, that restriction is not like by Shimi ben Geru, just don't leave. It's don't leave so that you could extend in a totally different direction. So you could shoot all the way up from the Aretz ad l'rakia and not just go misaif ha'olam va'ad saifa. Something, you know, for some reason, it's hard to know why different things happen in different times. But closer to our time, closer to our tkufa, and certainly in our tkufa, the world has become a much, much, much smaller place. World travel, how many of us have gone to so many places in the world, in the United States, in New York State, in Eretz Yisrael, over Europe, in Asia? So many friends of mine who have gone to China in business, and so many things going over Eastern Europe. You know, once that opened, people are going for good reasons, not the Kivrei Tzadikim and wonderful places. And then you have people. We have, the world has become smaller, and wherever we can't go, we could fantasize and we could be there, and we could be a part of it, a part of what's going on all over. For some reason, as we're getting closer to Yemais HaMashiach, so the world, the nisayon of not being min ha'aretz va'ad l'rakia, that nisayon, how do we break that down? That final milchama, that final nisayon, is by pulling us misayfa olam va'ad saifa, getting us to be so interested and so involved and so busy with the entire world expanding and expanding and expanding, but it's at such a deep price. It's such a steep price. What is the price? The price is the more I'm out there, the more I've expanded on the ground. So the less, the lower I am, min ha'aretz va'ad l'rakia. It's a decision a person needs to make. It's something the person needs to learn from. Feel in a certain sense, and yes, it is hard. This whole tkufa is a hard tkufa. And there are times that it's easier and there are times that it's harder. But in general, of course it's hard. Maybe one of the aspects, one of the things to tap into, I'm not saying this is why anything happened, but one of the things to take advantage in a world in which we're all over the place is to consolidate us, not to trap us, but to allow us to get up from being horizontal, become vertical yidden, and say it's not about going here and it's not about going there and it's not about coming this place. It's not about any of that. It's about standing up and tall and look at how far you could shoot when you're not looking misaifa olam va'ad saifa. Where you could mamish go min ha'aretz va'ad l'rakia va'ad bichlal. Person could mamish go so high and so tall. It's incredible how much we could do if we allow ourselves to get there. And maybe this is something to take advantage of in a tkufa like this. And maybe one more nakuda. There's a Yalkut in Vayeschanan who brings down this Gemara that we're talking about, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam HaRishon and he made him small. How small? Anybody know how tall was Adam HaRishon after HaKadosh Baruch Hu shrunk him? It says over here in the Yalkut that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shrunk him. V'kevon shesarach, if you want to look it up, it's Vayeschanan. It's in Remes Tav Tav Chaf Zayin, towards the end. V'kevon shesarach, hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu yadoi alav u'miyatoi. Okay, that's what it says in the Gemara. V'heamidoi al mea amah. You know how tall he was? Hashem made him 100 amas tall. He was only 100. He was min ha'aretz v'ad l'rakia, and now he's only 100 amas. It's about 200 feet. Okay. Mea amah. What is this? What is this mea amah? Everything that it says in Chazal is also alluding to things. We'll say it that way. He's also alluding as being meramis to us things. And Eliyahu Fuchs gave me a sefer, which showed me a Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayechi. And over there, the Meshech Chachma, it's all the way at the end of Vayechi, where he speaks about Avelus and other things. So he says, the Gavoy Mea Amma, says in the Yalkut that he was 100 Amas. Who Mea Brachas? The Mea Amma is a reference to the 100 Brachas that a Jew is supposed to make every day. Shemiyusadim al kol tzarchei ha'adam hativim. The idea of the Mea Brachas is these are Brachas that correspond or discuss or reference all of the things that pertain to a person's life while he's alive. Whether it's Birkas of Shevach, whether it's Brachas of Haidah, whether it's Birkas Hananen, all of those brachas are ways to connect to Hashem in everything that I do. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shrunk Adam, what did he say? He said, Adam, listen, you gong min ha'aretz v'ad l'rakia. When you started off, you were mamish, encompassing from here until the rakia. And you know what I'm going to do now? Now I have to make you smaller. You did the chait, I have to make you smaller. But the way that you'll still be able to get back up, Hashem didn't just annihilate Adam HaRishon. He reduced him, but up until a point, until Mea Amah. Because from that Mea Amah, from those 100 brachas, a person is able to get back to Min Ha'aretz Va'ad LaRakia. You're able to have, Rakia means mamash connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Kisei HaKavod. And the Gemara says, Taka, that a person has to make, Gemara Menachos, a person has to make 100 brachas every day. Why? The Rambam says, because that's a way you're going to remain connected to Hashem all the time. Anytime I need something, anytime I do something, anytime I have any hannah, all of those things connect me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, and I'll end with this. In fact, there's a lashon of the Zohar HaKadosh. I saw this, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter has a sefer on Meir Brachos called Bayu Sha'aruf Besaida. And over there, it brings a lashon of the Zohar that says, when a neshama comes down to this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashbiah the neshama. And he says to the neshama, learn Torah, do the mitzvahs. And he gives the neshama 100 keys to bracha. Hafla vafela, mamish, 100 keys to bracha. These brachas are ways, are keys to be able to get in. On a practical level, what are we saying? We're saying, we started off by saying that the Kohen Gadol had a tzivui not to leave the mikdash. And even according to the Rambam, if he had to leave for whatever very minimum amount of time, but not Yerushalayim. Why are we restricting his motions? Not just so that he doesn't become Tamei. It's covered, it's Tiferes. How is that his Tiferes, that he can't move around? Treating him like a prisoner. How is that his Tiferes? How is that his covered? The answer is that if a person limits himself in terms of running here and running there and going here and going there and allows himself to shine and to strive, he'll also go, but where he's going will be in a vertical sense. To take advantage of this, Taka, during this time, Taka, to make that choice in the meantime now when I'm so limited, to be able to really just steig and really grow, work on my she'ifa for Kedusha, for Ruchnius, through the Mea Brachas, through the connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, finding ways, talking to him, speaking to him, learning his Torah, feeling the schus of what it means to be a Yid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench us, all of us, Mitzvah Shem. We should takash taig as we now, we're already 4 weeks into Sfira. 3 weeks until Shavuos, from today. 3 weeks to Shavuos. We're kimat there. Taka to the Tara Libenu through the next 3 weeks of Sfira to work on Kedusha, work on Tahara, work on getting ourselves closer and closer and closer to being able to get that Torah, about which Rashi says in Psachim, that Lamadati Torah v'nisrei mamti, you know what really elevates a person, what really lifts a person from the ground into the Rakia while he's still on the ground. Rabbi Yossi says, Tzlimud HaTorah, b'cheshek HaTorah, with Amelus b'Torah, with Asmadu b'Torah. Have a wonderful day. And good Shabbos.
Oh, yeah. Shabbos, Rabbi.
Yeah, Shabbos. Have a good Shabbos.